And the big reason for that, Vince, is that that revenue crop insurance product, that's the primary product that is purchased by farmers across the United States, right? Something like 70 to 80% of policies are in that particular revenue assurance product plus harvest price option.
Well, I think the pretty accurate statement is over 70% of the book of business is in revenue, of which the majority involves the harvest price option. And the harvest price option based contract is almost exclusively used at very high levels of coverage in the states that contribute the largest proportion of the total book of business. So that is Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, to a lesser extent, Minnesota. And we're talking about insurance for corn and soybeans at what in those states are very high levels of coverage, 80 to 85% of expected revenue. In the rest of the country where the yield insurance tends to be more widely purchased, or where revenue insurance is purchased but at lower levels of coverage, coverage levels are more like 70% of expected revenue or 75% of yield. And so the impacts here are going to be heaviest in what are called the, quote, I states, much less extensive in states like Kansas and Montana and Texas, where coverage levels are lower and where there's a greater emphasis on yield insurance.
And you mentioned that there are two big changes. So one is crop insurance. What is the other one?
Well, the harvest price option is one component. It turns out that for the first time, crop insurance subsidies would be subject to a payment limit. That payment limit is $40,000 in terms of premium subsidies.